Halton Community Radio.
Runcornlin had secured a place in the preliminary round of the 2008-09 FA Cup with a workmanlike performance overall to see off a stubborn Rossington Maine in front of 170 fans at Wincham Park. Manager Steve Wilkes named an unchanged line-up for the third game in the row, and the only change on the bench was Lee Morris replaced keeper Ross Boyd. The Linnets, as you would expect, with them being at home, started brightly. With just 2 minutes on the clock, Thompson's rasping left-foot shot hit the underside of the visitors' crossbar, with keeper Griffiths well beaten. The visitors first threatened on 5 minutes, but good defending from the improving pickup cleared the danger for the home side. On 10 minutes, leading scorer for the visitors, Lee Holmes, had a snap shot narrowly wide after a slight mix-up in the home defence. The next period of play, both sides cancelled one another out. In a tepid period, the Linnets eventually made the break from on 33 minutes. The ball was played up to the ever-willing Dave Thompson, who turned and made history by unleashing a great left-foot shot into the bottom corner of the Rossington main goal to become the first Linnets player in history to score in the FA Cup. This got both the fans and the players awake again after a quiet period in the game. On 39 minutes we saw just what Michael Morrison has been waiting for all season, a chance to show the Linnets faithful what they can really do. Across from the right from Telfer and Morrison soared through the air to unleash a superb volley into the bottom corner of the net, giving the keeper no chance. A great finish by a player who works his socks off every week and was relieved after the game to have got his goal at last. The Linnets secured a 3-goal lead on the stroke of half-time with a simple enough goal. Slap marking in the 6-yard box by the visitors allowed midfielder Nehru McKenzie to rise unopposed to nod in Stuart Telfer's corner. Whatever Rossington main manager Ian Wilson put in the tee at half-time, I'm not too sure, but his team talk nearly paid off by the time he reached the 90-minute mark. Full marks to the visitors, they never lay down and let the home team steamroller them. They came out and had a good go at the Linnets in the second half. The Linnets for the main part kept going, but it wasn't going to be the goal fest it once promised. On 57 minutes, Robin Moore, who had a fine match for the Linnets, nearly latched onto a left-wing cross from Rob White, but it was the visitors' best player Lee Holmes who scored on the 65th minute with a slight deflection, and the visitors at this point were making most of the running. Michael Young replaced White on 70 minutes, and his promptings from the left helped the balance of the team. Two further subs were used on the day by manager Steve Wilkes, Telfer and Thompson, who both put in good shifts, were replaced by Jed Courtney and Morris. With the game approaching its end, the visitors gave us a nervy last couple of minutes when Matthew Lodge poked in a deserved second for the visitors, but overall the damage was done in the first period with that 3-goal blitz just before half-time.
Across Runcorn and Widnes, 24 hours a day, your radio station. This is Halton Community Radio.
After last week's exploits in the FA Cup, Runcorn Linnets returned to league action yesterday with a home tie against Colne. Runcorn lined up with Holcroft in goal, Pickup, Walsh, Bowden and Dignan at the back, McKenzie, Cunningham, Telfer and Young in midfield, and Morrison and Thompson up front. The subs were Boyd, Jed Courtney, Rob White, Jay Edwards and Morris. Home supporters turned up in anticipation of 3 further points to keep the team hot on the heels of the main players at the top of the Vodcap Premier League, but went away just wondering what they had witnessed. Runcorn boss Steve Wilkes made 3 changes to the line-up from the starting 11, which was successful in the FA Cup last week. Walsh at left-back for Glover, club captain Bowden replaced Robbie Moore in the middle of defence, and out wide, on the left, Michael Young replaced the perhaps unlucky Rob White. Despite a quiet start to the game, Colne were very neat and tidy in midfield, with Cruz operating things in there for the visitors, and after 7 minutes, they took the lead through Stevie Hall, who lobbed the oncoming Holcroft from 12 yards, despite looking in an offside position upon receiving the through ball to score. Colne nearly increased their lead on the 15-minute mark, only for a good save from the homekeeper Holcroft, who was on his toes to deny Longley. It was approaching the 20-minute mark before the Linnets got any kind of foothold in the game and had any kind of opportunity, visiting keeper Brennan snuffing out a good through ball from Nehru McKenzie, the home defence being well drilled by central defensive pair Nesta and Howarth, who were hardly troubled all afternoon. The Linnets finally breached the visitors' defence on the 30-minute mark, when good work from Thompson set up Telfer on the right, who crossed for Michael Young to head an easy chance to level things up. The home team enjoyed their best period of play from then till half-time, with the visiting keeper denying Thompson on 36 minutes with a great one-handed save. Young set up Morrison for a clear-cut header from 6 yards but went over the crossbar when it looked easier to score. but Colne left-back Heffernan was booked in this period for a cynical foul on the halfway line on Telfer when the Linnets midfielder was breaking clear. Further chances before half-time fell to Cunningham and again to David Thompson, but the Linnets went in level at 1-1. The second half began with a 25-yard shot going wide from Nehru McKenzie. This was sadly about as good as it got for the Linnets, and in the next 15 minutes they were absolutely forgettable. And on 56 minutes, homekeeper Robbie Holcroft was sent off for the first time in his long and distinguished career by referee Davis for a foul on the onrushing White Oak. Steve Wilkes promptly replaced Mike Young with the subkeeper Ross Boyd, but Colne's sub Broderick sent Boyd the wrong way from the penalty. There were two quick bookings for the home striker Morrison for dissent and Colne midfielder Cruz for a tug on striker Thompson. And 68 minutes, a cross from Thompson saw Morrison climb above the visitors' defenders for what seemed to be the last chance in the game for the Linnets. Courtney replaced Walsh on 73 minutes, and then the sub Broderick beat Boyd with an angled drive, a great shot from a Colne breakaway. This goal effectively put pay to any hopes of a Linnets fight-back. On 80 minutes, the visitors were awarded their second penalty of the game, after great skill from sub Liam Garbutt resulted in him being brought down by the Linnets keeper Ross Boyd. This time referee Davis chose a yellow card, baffling the home fans. Broderick, incredibly, as a sub, completed his hat-trick in emphatic style from the spot, beating Boyd easily. Scoring was completed for the visitors by Garbutt on 88 minutes, following some sloppy defending by Bowden. The home team were well beaten in the end by an industrious Colne outfit, and I'm certain that manager Steve Wilkes won't panic. There are big games coming up tomorrow at New Mills away and next Saturday. The reactions of the players are always a good sign, and they were absolutely gutted in the bar after the game. I'm sure this is what the manager will be looking at.
Halton Community Radio.
Once again after the game, I caught up with manager Steve Wilkes for a quick chat.
Steve Wilkes, from Colne Linnets manager, thanks for joining us on Halton Community Radio straight after the game. After three wins for the Linnets, that must be down to earth with a bit of a bump.
I don't think we've played well just 30 minutes of the game. We got so back in the game last 10, 15 minutes of the first half, come out second half, and obviously sending us changed the game. But, you know, sometimes as a manager, you take the praise when you make changes in your side. I made a change today that, you know, we left Robbie Moores out because I didn't think he could play two games in 3 days. And it's backfired on me. So as a manager, sometimes you've got to take the flak, and the decision's down to me today, so I'll take on the chin and we'll move on.
Having said that, 5-1 wasn't really a fair reflection on the game overall, was it?
Yeah, I mean, at one apiece, you know, it's anyone's game, and obviously the referee sent Robbie off. I've spoke to him at the end of the game and asked him, you know, why he sent him off, and he said because he's denied him a goal-scoring position. But I don't know if he's a goal-scoring position or last man nowadays, he doesn't seem to know.
It baffles a few of the fans because immediately after Ross Boyd seemed to make the same challenge and only received a yellow.
Well, I mean, without saying he's bottled it, is there a better word for it? I don't know. Yeah, Robbie's unfortunate. I think he's 34 now, he's played a long time. That's his first ever sending off, you know, so he's a bit gutted. He's never been sent off before, so, and the tackle before, it was a two-footed lunge, you know, and Robbie's got the ball, he's adamant to me that he's touched the ball, so, but, you know, the referee's made the decision. The disappointing thing for me was the way the players capitulated at the end, you know. Like you're saying, 5-1 is not a fair reflection of the game, but it showed me that one or two players are just not up for the fight. Not good enough when it's, you know, roll your sleeves up, when it's, hey lads, hey, you know, you're not going to get nice flowing football every single week. And some weeks you've got to, you know, dig in, and one or two haven't done that today.
The good thing is, another game on Monday, a chance to bounce straight back at New Mills, which is going to be a toughie.
Yeah, I don't think we could have asked for a better game, to be honest. You know, the situation with obviously what's happened in the last few weeks with New Mills taking Vinnie Brain, you know, they're saying that they're the best team in the league. You know, we'd like to think we're going to be one of the better teams in the league. So, for the lads on Monday, it's a fantastic opportunity to show me and, you know, the Runcorn fans that today has just been a blip. You know, if we'd have won 5-1 today, you wouldn't have heard me saying that we're going to win the league. And, you know, now we've got beat 5-1, I'm not going to say we're out of the title race because we're only three games in. So, we'll regroup for Monday, you know, dust ourselves down, and come 3 o'clock, you'll see a different Runcorn Linnets, hopefully.
Best of luck, we'll be there shouting you on. Steve Wilkes, thank you very much.
Cheers, mate, thanks.
Across Runcorn and Widnes, 24 hours a day, your radio station. This is Halton Community Radio.
I'd really like to thank Steve Wilkes for giving that interview. It's never the easiest time for a manager when you've just come off the end of a heavy defeat like that, and he really is forthcoming and honest in his interviews, so we really appreciate it. We also appreciate the fans' views, and this is what they had to say on the world-famous Ugly Bus on the way home after the game.
Ron Corn's third game of the season, their first defeat. Not the best of performances, but, you know, given that Steve Wilks in the previous matches has had his teams well organised, I think it's just a blip in the system today. And look forward to the game on Monday against New Mills, and the cakes were fantastic on the away travel bus.
Yeah, a little bit complacent today, a bit of the truth to know. New Mills on Monday will be a tough game. Let's hope the lads are back up for it. Keep on supporting the team and cheering the team on.
Disappointed, but the lads will be back up for it again next week, and we'll do it.
It was obviously a very disappointing result, but I see it as a freak result, and I don't think Colne were that much better than us, and I think we can push on from here and take New Mills on Monday, and we'll still do well in this league.
A radio station run by the people, for the people. This is Halton Community Radio.
So we'll run through the results from the other Vodcat Premier Division matches yesterday. It was Abbey Hay 1, Newcastle Town 4, that keeps Newcastle Town top. AFC Fylde 2, Alsager Town 0. Alsager Town were relegated last season. They've played 4, lost 4 now. Healthy crowd of 139 at that one. Ashton Athletic 3, Baycup Borough 2. It was Atherton, LR 1, New Mills 2. So New Mills are unbeaten as well. Congleton Town 2, Ramsbottom 0. Formby 4, Atherton Coles 0. Glossop 2, Silsden 3. Main Road 1, St Helens Town 2. Nelson 0, Flixton 0, and Winsford United remain unbeaten. They beat Squires Gate 1-0. So it's Newcastle Town, Winsford and New Mills, the unbeaten teams at the top with 3 out of 3 wins. St Helens Town are also unbeaten with 6 points in 2 games. Runcorn, Linnets are 7th after 3 games. And at the bottom, it's Alsager, Abbey Hay and Atherton Colliery, who haven't got a point between them. They're the teams that look like they're going to struggle this season.
Halton Community Radio.
On and up for the Linnets. Tomorrow, the Bank Holiday Monday game is at New Mills away, a 3 o'clock kickoff there. And the travel bus is full for that game, so if you fancy going, you're going to have to make your own way there. Talking of the travel bus, we will have Mike Goodyear in the studio a bit later in the show, and he's going to tell everybody how you get on the bus. It's a great way to travel to Linnets matches. Saves you driving, you can have a drink when you get there. Certainly the best way to do it. And next Saturday, Runcorn are back in FA Cup action with a visit to Curzon Ashton, who in their programme have already announced who they're playing in the following round, which is all the motivation that the Linnets need to go and give them, hopefully, a good tonking in the FA Cup.
A radio station for the people of Halton, run by volunteers.
What? So does that mean we don't get paid?
Halton Community Radio.
Time for some music now, so I can have a rest and go and get a cup of tea. We've 2 requests from last week still hanging over that we never managed to play last week. We are a sports show, so we don't carry a lot of music with us. We promised to play a couple of songs last week, so here they are. The first one is for Mr. Al Lorenzo, Runcorn's premier cricket player.